Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. A stretch of Cottman Avenue closed through the morning at the busy Five Points intersection in Northeast Philadelphia. That's because water department crews are working on a main break that broke there. KYW's Tim Jimenez has the story.
It was about 2 o'clock in the morning when water first started to gush out at Cottman near Oxford Avenue.
It was coming from both two spots, from the other side of the street and this side of the street. Yeah, most on this side, though.
That's John White, who lives on the westbound side of Cottman, where the 8-inch main burst. The road buckled and water kept pouring out. It was like a creek here on Cottman, but since the water flowed directly into storm drains, flooding wasn't much of a problem. Service-wise, though, John said he had no running water on the second floor and low pressure on the first. And since Cottman was closed off, he was worried about a very important ride he needed to get.
And my problem is waiting on my dialysis to show up and trying to figure out where they're going to pick me up from. And hopefully they can pick me up around the corner and just bring a stretcher around.
Now, this is the second water main break in as many days here in the Northeast. Another 8-inch main broke on Monday at Cottman and James Street, which is about 4 miles away from here. In the Northeast, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia police have arrested the mother of a 2-year-old boy who was shot in the shoulder in a North Philadelphia home last night. Investigators say another child accidentally shot the boy inside the house near 21st and West Nara Streets around 8 last night. The boy's mother drove him to the hospital where he's in stable condition. While there, police say she wouldn't tell them much about what happened. Police recovered a gun and charged her with endangering the welfare of a child. A Philadelphia man has been accused of attacking and taunting homeless people in Center City while his friends filmed it. As KYW's crime and justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, it happened earlier this month, and now he's being charged with assault.
Authorities say on July 4th, Naeem Morgan walked around Center City near the Reading Terminal and assaulted 6 people who were sitting or sleeping on the sidewalk. In one video, sources say Morgan pulls down the blanket of a woman who's naked and taunts her, and several times he's heard asking about why the victims won't get jobs. Police say Morgan repeatedly hit one man with his own backpack and then throws a bottle at another. According to law enforcement sources, 3 others who seem to be Morgan's friends film the assaults and sometimes laugh and jeer. Police say they became aware of the video a few days ago and quickly identified Morgan. The 27-year-old has now been arrested and charged with simple assault, reckless endangerment, and harassment. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
1 in 5 pet owners in the city is struggling to pay for their pets' expenses and facing the possibility of having to give them up. So the Philadelphia Animal Welfare Society, or PAWS, is raising money over the next few days for its program that helps keep pets in their homes. KYW's John McDevitt reports.
We know that here in the city of Philadelphia, 20% of the city's residents are living below the poverty line. A lot of folks are struggling.
Corey Topel is communications and grants manager for PAWS. She says the 4th annual Paw It Forward effort will provide a safety net for pet owners in need.
So really, our safety net programs are designed to make surrendering a pet a last resort. So our safety net programs provide affordable or low-cost veterinary care, temporary foster housing, behavioral support, our pet food pantry program.
Donations can be made through PAWS website. All donations up to $30,000 will be matched, thanks to a couple of generous donors.
No gift is too small to contribute to those efforts.
John McDevitt, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. Meet the next generation of vehicles. Check out the Honda Prologue, Accord Hybrid, or Civic Hybrid. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 0.99% APR on a 2025 Prologue, a 2.99% APR on a 2025 Accord Hybrid, or a 4.99% APR on a 2025 Civic Hybrid. Hurry into your Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details. Exclude Civic Si and Type R.